This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik. You're listening to the Reynolds School Media Watch segment. Our guest in the studio today, Al Stavitsky, the Reynolds School Dean of Journalism here at the University of Nevada, Reno. Welcome to the studio, Al.
Always good to be here, David.
Yeah, we haven't had a chance to visit here for a few weeks. Good to have you back in the studio. We're talking about changes in the newspaper industry, an ongoing series of changes. We've had a few conversations in the past, but now what's the latest?
The Gannett Company now is the latest of the major media organizations that has announced it's going to spin off its print operations into a separate company. So what we're going to see now with Gannett is basically two companies, one of them comprised of electronic media, broadcasting, digital, and then the print side will be a separate company. And so that's the national newspaper USA Today and then the string of local papers across the country that Gannett owns,
including
right here our own Reno Gazette Journal. What's noteworthy about this, David, is that this is there has been a whole series of these spinoffs occurring. Rupert Murdoch's News Corp, his newspapers spun off from a company separate from the Fox Broadcasting television and cable entity. Time Warner doing the same thing, splitting its magazine properties from its broadcast and cable arms. And just a couple of weeks ago, the EW Scripps company doing the same things in a merger with the Journal newspaper company based in Milwaukee. And so Journal taking the newspapers and Scripps keeping the television. So we really are seeing a whole series of business restructurings, but that are really grounded in these fundamental changes occurring in the media world that we keep talking about.
Has digital, a lot of these, including our own Reno Gazette Journal, combining digital product that you have, you pay for a subscription, you get your mobile product, is that not enough? What is happening that's causing this continued ripple effect?
Well, the good news is that there is considerable growth on the digital advertising side for companies and for newspapers like our own Reno Gazette Journal here. The problem is that print advertising revenue continues to fall, and the growth in digital, though it has been fairly steady, is failing to make up for the declines. The print advertising revenue, which was quite considerable back in the day, well, so much of that has gone away, and the digital advertising that's coming in to replace it, website ads and ads on smartphone apps and things like that. While we're seeing more and more of that, still the total revenue there is far less than what the print revenue used to be. So they're in this period where you have fewer people, you have less revenue overall, yet you have to serve multiple platforms. You got to put out a paper, you got to maintain a website, and there's apps as well. So very challenging times for companies that run newspapers. And so these large organizations like Gannett, et cetera, have concluded it makes more business sense to spin off the print and separate it from the broadcast. Now, the executives are hoping that this then, that these deals will ultimately, increase stock prices and allow each of the divisions to focus on their own needs. But the challenge is that, these are publicly traded companies and investors have shown more interest in the broadcast and the digital side than on the print side.
You're listening to Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. David Stipik. It's the Reynolds School Media Watch segment. And Al Stavitsky, the dean of the Reynolds School of Journalism here at the University of Nevada, Reno, our guest today, as always. Are there any newspapers that are figuring out how to sustain really the print side, the paper copy side of it?
Well, there are some very good positive signs for newspapers. Some of the papers, primarily the larger papers that really kind of pioneered the paywall experience. Now, there are different models for that say, okay, you can have full digital access if you're a print subscriber or if you pay a certain fee. a monthly fee. And so, you know, the New York Times was among the pioneers of that, some of the other major dailies. And indeed, we're seeing that now trickle down to some smaller markets. And now even, you know, here in Reno,
it's a package, basically.
You do have that kind of model. Getting back to your question about, you know, sort of positive signs for newspapers. Well, the number of people who are buying into that model, is slowly increasing. But however, again, the challenge is, you know, as there are more people going to the digital products, that's going to increase the amount of advertising. But still, you know, the amount of revenue is not what it was in the print age.
What about the local newspaper? Gannett, you said, is in the news. They're spinning this off from their other properties, basically. The newspaper aspect is going to be a separate entity. What does that mean for local readers, subscribers, anything in the short term, long term? What?
I don't think anything will look or seem different in the short term. And Gannett is actually starting out on a better footing than some of the other companies that were spun off. Because, for instance, when Rupert Murdoch's News Corp split the print from the broadcast side and the cable properties that News Corp had, which is the Fox empire there, the print side was deeply in debt. When Time spun off its magazines, they were more than $1 billion in debt. The Tribune Publishing Company, which just split and will begin trading on the New York Stock Exchange this week, hundreds of million dollars in debt. Fortunately for Gannett, the newspaper company will have no debt, so they'll be in good footing for the short term. May be able to have some acquisitions, and the newspaper side may begin to grow again. So that's the good news. We don't know what happens down the road. The problem, the potential problem for these sort of split companies then is that, you know, whereas in the past the broadcast properties that were doing well, may have subsidized print, may have provided an infusion of cash when the company needed it, that option will no longer be available.
This is the Reynolds School Media Watch segment with David Stipik. Our guest, as always, Al Stavitsky, the Dean of the Reynolds School of Journalism here at the University of Nevada, Reno campus. And Al, it's always a pleasure to visit. There's so much going on in the media. Every time we get together, there's new stuff. It's amazing.
Baked fresh daily.
Thanks for stopping by. Good to see you again. We'll talk with you again in a week or so.
My pleasure.